Yeah, but I'm not gonna drink on the holiday.
Relax, I'm just
no because you lot are stupid. Because you lot are actually stupid. Man said you're stupid for going to get a bottle of drink on your all-inclusive holiday. Do I take all-inclusive home?
When
I take the all-inclusive home?
Hello, doctor.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. It's your own shoe. Hot like I like. Yeah, but I'm honest about it.
No swearing in the first
minute. 30 seconds. Oh, minute?
Yeah, well, because
a whole minute.
Then we'll go off at 32.
I'll go off whenever.
The thing you is, the intro's already like, what?
What intro?
The intro video.
No saying that.
Yeah, okay. I know, but I'm saying it's already like, what, 15, 20 seconds long already?
Yeah, yeah, don't give him grace.
I don't swear like that. I'm not a potty mouth.
All right, sailor.
What?
I'm not a potty mouth like that.
Most definitely.
No, but if you tell me not to swear, I won't swear.
You will.
I can turn it off and turn it on. All easy.
Right. Swear jar, what do you think?
I'm down. The more the wager, yeah, the better.
Yeah, the better.
Pound a swear word. Wait.
Oh.
Let's decide on the swear words.
No, yeah. I don't like this game.
Is that the dot facing you?
Yeah.
All right. Pound a swear word.
I'm down.
A pound a swear word.
I'm down. I could do that.
We
That's
have to
light.
Decide these swear words.
Fuck.
Shit can slide, boy.
Man's nigga. A grown man. I'm a grown man. Nigga, come
nigga
on,
needs
man.
To be there at least. Okay, only for the intro. All
right. Nah, sometimes we talking about niggas though.
You need a nigga in there. You need a nigga in there. That's our word, bro. That's our word.
Did you watch TDA? When they had
what's TDA?
The day after.
The day after.
Oh right.
With they had the discussion about the word nigger.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I saw the one where you backpedaled though.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Before we go any further, like, comment, share, subscribe.
All of them. Hey.
The membership them is here.
It's here.
Or who wants to tell them about memberships?
I told them last week they could be bored of my voice. Would anybody else like to say?
Memberships is here, guys.
Yeah?
Sign up.
What's a membership?
A membership, Temi. Huh. I'm glad you asked. A membership is for our special...
Wait. To validate it, say scientist said.
Scientist said. A membership is for our special VIP members of the 90s Baby Show.
Yeah.
There are three separate tiers you can sign up to.
Yeah.
What are the tiers? I actually don't know.
What company do you work for?
I don't work for this one. I was here to make emojis, bruv. Go check out the special emojis you can get with the membership. You can get the helmet. You can get the podcast sevens. You can get a big fan. Did you see the big fan thing?
Yeah.
I was proud of myself with that.
And then you get different badges for how long you've been a member for as well.
Of course.
We got bronze, we got gold, and we got platinum. We don't do silver. What is it? It's silver 999. Is it 925 silver? Like, there's the price of it. There's a code for
the
it.
The code for it.
I can't remember.
What's the periodic tin for it?
Silver.
Dennis.
I know gold is AU.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about silver, man.
I don't know what.
Ain't nobody care about silver, bro.
I bet silver's like random, like TA or something like that. I bet it's like random. It's not going to be
What do you call it? You don't call it the periodic.
I've seen it, so I'm not going to say it. It's only for him. Sorry, I just looked over. Your laptop was there. What am I supposed to do?
Hey, man's an adult. Man has to be efficient. man has to take the easiest route
I told the truth.
Cheap.
I saw it. What? I did not know that. Would never have guessed that.
Silver.
Yeah.
I know it's not S. It's like...
That would be too easy.
It's random.
Do you know what? Like... Why is it?
Yeah, where did
it
AU come from for gold,
bro? Maybe it's what gold was called before they called it gold. Maybe someone called it AUD or something like that.
Well, when were colors invented,
bro? You're gonna take me back to primary school, bruv.
Bro, I don't know
when they were saying. Is gold a color?
Is gold a thing?
It's both.
What's a thing? A noun, isn't it?
Yeah, noun is a name or the name of something, the name of an object. Because it's like orange, isn't it? Orange is a thing, but it's also a colour.
Yeah, but what came first?
I'm not gonna lie, yeah? I was driving the other day and I was like, that chicken or the egg shit will always blow my mind, fam.
It's not even mind-blowing, it's just annoying.
Bruv, there's no fucking end to it.
Do you know? Yeah, there's certain questions that are like, bruv, why are you asking me that?
Yeah, there's no answer.
That's
to
one
it.
Of the, that's really
this
one
is
of
one
them,
that
bruv.
Stumped scientists, boy. The even the scientist was like, I don't know, bruv.
It's a chicken.
You can only.
How do you know that?
Because God.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, that's the it, only thing you can.
Yeah, you can only it, end man. Up going to supernatural or like that's the only way you can start it off. Something happened, and then it was the chicken, or then it was the egg. But which one came first?
It had to be the chicken because, do you know what? The that might be the answer egg. For the whole discussion about whether God is real, bruv.
What, like, did God bring the chicken?
The chicken
first?
Or the egg? Which one came first? Because you, if chickens didn't just come out of nowhere.
Why is it chickens, though?
Oh, shit.
It really
actually,
could be any that, animal, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be anything. Mind. I think it's just the chicken simple, like, isn't it?
The egg or the hippo.
Do you know what? I just realized.
Like, no one ever wants to do another animal. Like, why?
Because
wait,
because
they, eggs don't come in hippos.
Yeah, I mean, hippos no, don't wait. Have eggs.
Giraffes lay eggs, innit?
No, they don't lay eggs, bro.
No, they don't. Wait, what?
You said giraffes lay eggs.
It was a question.
That's a stupid question.
Hey,
on the technicality, he's right.
So, what other animal lays eggs?
What birds. Other
animal?
Birds.
Eggs. Yeah, but that's a chicken is a bird.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, but let's
I reckon
out of that family.
No other animals.
When you say
eggs.
some fish. Yeah, I was going to say, when you say lay eggs, like, what do you mean? As in, like, they come out of an egg?
Like, they lay
they
eggs,
they lay
bruv.
Them out of
that's
their
what
body?
That's what I said, bruv. Yeah.
Okay, that's different, that's different.
What?
I'm asking, because obviously there's eggs. Everyone has an egg. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, that's in, like, women also have eggs.
So are you saying externally they lay eggs?
No, but you wouldn't say women lay eggs, bruv.
But you know, because there are some male species that give what? Birth, I think. So do they have eggs?
I can't remember what
is
animal
it like
that is.
Asexual or something like
no,
that?
No, there's some males that carry the child. But
really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember what animals that is.
Hey, that's a real privilege right there.
Keep telling them about the memberships.
Oh, yeah. So we got bronze, we got gold, and we got platinum. And that platinum... You're gonna see. You're getting that early release to live show tickets. You're getting. You're getting the all the extra stuff that's going on there. Apart from the badges as well, you're gonna get the early release to live show tickets. You're gonna get access to merch when it comes out. We got some serious merch coming as well. You're gonna get early release. To
oh,
that.
We do.
Yeah, we got some serious shit coming. Man said me what? Send me your email because we need to get this started.
Yeah.
Cool. Temi at 90sbabyshow.co.uk, bro. But yeah, so we got that. Then we got gold. At gold, gold are still going to be getting access to.
They get early access as well.
They're still going to get early access to the videos.
Yep.
Exclusive remember we content. Remember our lives. We're going to be doing lives twice a month, right? We'll make sure you know. We'll do a countdown and all that kind of stuff. We're doing lives twice a month. But after, how long did we say we're giving them? 2 weeks?
Maybe 2 months. They have the
Transition period.
No, how it's gonna be is that we're gonna go live on Sundays at 12 p.m. If you don't understand, that's PM.
12 p.m.
12 p.m.
12 p.m.
And it will stay live on YouTube, so you can watch those.
Mm. Yeah.
They're going to be 4 of those that you can watch, and that should be enough to convince you to want to watch more.
Right.
Because there's people that are going to be, doing up the membership thing, and we need some perks for them, and that's one of them. So after a while, it will go live on Sunday, but then it will only be available to members after Sunday. So if you miss it, one of them Drake albums. If you're reading this, it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah?
It's too late. Way too late.
You know what to do. Like, comment, share, subscribe. The male species that gives birth is the seahorse.
Yeah.
All right. Wicked.
Boom. All right, lads. At what point, serious question, at what point when it's date night do you begin to get ready?
As in, like, where is she along in her process?
So, now, I'll give you that after, because it's a double end, it's a two-point mark question.
Okay.
So at what point do you begin to get ready? Like, date night is at a particular time.
Yeah.
And you've both gone to the office. So, you've both come home.
Midweek date night.
Date night. Yeah. What, you only do date nights on the weekend?
It's when I got time.
He's got kids. You know what's so funny? When I talk about Emmy, I always say he's got kids. Like he's got more than one.
Trust me, bro. One is enough sometimes, you know?
Is she hard work?
She's not hard work, but children in general are just... it takes a lot to look after a child properly. Mm. Properly. Mm.
Talk to us.
I'm struggling. No, I'm
No,
I'm not. But it's very tiring. Like, it doesn't stop. That's the thing about parenthood. It literally does not stop. And the love is like adrenaline. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, like adrenaline will keep you going.
Yeah.
And then there's points where it's like, all right, cool. You get a bit of a break, but then it's like the adrenaline is always there.
Does she do the same thing every day?
Yeah, she's going to wake up at 6 regardless.
No, and that's not what I mean. As in like her routine every day is just play. But is it like every day is bags of energy?
And she does a certain thing like every day.
She doesn't tire me out because she does nursery. She doesn't tire me out. If she wasn't doing nursery, that's mad. For anyone that doesn't take their child to nursery for whatever reasons, they have a total different experience because these kids have energy.
Bare energy.
Bare energy. But when she comes back from nursery, there's a certain thing. I know she's either going to ask for raisins or she's going to ask for an oat bar or she's going to ask for cake. If she asks for cake, I'm finished.
Yeah.
If she asks for raisins, I might have it on me. Oat bar depends on how much she's been having through the week and if I remember to re-up on that shit
from Tesco. Yeah.
So I could be in trouble when she come back from nursery. Then, does she bath before she eats? Is she eating before she baths? Depends on her mood, bruv.
Depends
on her mood. If she's taking too long, cool, we need to bath and then maybe you'll settle down.
Okay.
Terrible twos is she oi, oi, that?
Proper.
Oi, today there was a, Mandy's friend came over with her daughter and her daughter's like 4 or 5 months. This girl was screaming for attention today. She just wanted everyone to know she's still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
That's crazy, bruv.
But you know what? You know what I felt proud about? I'm on that vibe of I don't really want to go to beating her, if that makes sense. I want to try and make sure I'm in her head psychologically. I'm there.
So one of them...
Yeah. All you need is
you know what? So before, yeah, we used to do naughty corner, innit? But the naughty corner was too hard to set up. Because man had it in the high chair.
Yeah.
So that's basically, super nanny. Obviously, what I didn't want to do. What I didn't want
to
do, yeah.
Black household.
You trust have to do me, bro. Super nanny these if you're not days, doing naughty corner, somebody suggest what else there is if you're not going to beat the children, innit? So we did naughty corner, yeah. And that was in the high chair. But the high chair, I didn't want her to start associating the high chair with the naughty corner because she eats out of it.
Yeah.
So the high chair's there, she can eat out of it. But when it's a naughty corner, I bring it around to the corner. Let her know when you see the chair there, when Mandy walks in and the chair was there, she knows some fuckery was going on. So cool, but it takes too long to set up. So there's been times where she's been in trouble. I said, naughty corner, I'm taking ages lugging the chair around. She's even forgotten what she's done.
She's sitting
in the chair like, why am I even here?
You can't punish them too far after the crap.
So now I've hit another level. I'm in her head. Psychologically, I'm there. What? I said, face the wall, sit down. Bro, she sat there. Nothing's holding her back from getting up.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
She could get up. She could walk around. And you know what I do? I shut the living room door. Even though she could walk around, because man's house, you know you can walk around. Yeah. But I'm in her head. She said, daddy. I said, yeah, I've got her. If I can make you sit and face the wall, I've got you.
Yeah.
So you're free to go, bro.
Yeah, you can go. You should go upstairs. But it's powerful. If I can stay on her head in that sense, not saying always face the wall, but if I can always communicate without having to get physical, then that's great. That's brilliant. We can communicate.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not to say that that's what's hard, but yeah, regardless of what kind of day I have, she's there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's there. Yeah. Regardless of what time...
She don't care what kind of day you have.
She don't care. Regardless of what time I go sleep, she's waking up at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So I can choose to shoot myself in the foot or not.
Do you sometimes wish that kids have bad days, bruv?
What, a day where they just can't be bothered?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just relax.
Or they had a terrible, not like they got bullied, but they had a terrible time at school. The teacher was teaching too much maths. I'm tired.
I feel like them days start,
let's chill out, man.
Them days start up in secondary school. Yes. You know when you're thinking, man's teaching man Pythagoras, bruv. And
man go home and is silent, you know.
Cosine, tan, and what? You know, you come home confused. Like, maths was terrible. I'm so confused.
I don't want to talk to nobody right now. I just want to go to my room and play games. That's it.
Bro, sometimes maths was horrible. But I don't think that at this age, from about 2 to 8, they don't have bad days. They fall down, come home with a cart, they're calm.
Ready to go again.
They're calm. They'll
routine it up. Daddy, today we're playing. I know we did that shit yesterday and the day before. We're going to do it tomorrow. Aye. Today we're playing, bruv. Let's go. I'm awake now, man. It's time.
You know what's funny?
Make me wait.
And I spoke, shout out Ezra. I was speaking to her on her podcast. And I was like, how there's times where you'll be, let's say she's doing something, she's making noise. In my head, I'm thinking, this is fucking annoying me, bruv. So then I'm like, stop it. But then what will happen is your partner will be like, just leave her alone. What's wrong with you?
Mm. Bro, isn't that the most annoying thing?
And then you're thinking, wait, hold on. Has my whole house... And then you realise, wait, actually, why am I stopping her?
Sometimes you need to stop her. Because I'm it's not always it. The right time to be doing what you're doing, bruv.
No, but you know what's funny? She was banging, there was some decor in the house. It's like some stick, some pine, something. It's something anyway, yeah. It's like some stick thing. And like she was banging it. And I was like, oh, just drop it. So I've gone to the whole other extreme, like just like put it down. And then Mandy was like, oh, just tell her to bang it on the pillow. And I was like, that's a good shout.
That is that a good way. Shout. Okay, that one. So
do you get what I'm saying? She can have her fun. I'm not getting annoyed. It's fine, but it doesn't always have to be. Stop it, because I'm annoyed.
And it brings let them be kids. What amuses them though,
bro?
Like sometimes I don't even. This can't just be imagination, bro. If you lot are on something else,
bro.
It can't be imagination.
You see this?
You're just laughing right now, bro.
Shira, Spotify. Look, you see this?
It's peekaboo, it's a madness.
Oh my days, on the floor, rolling, belly laughter.
They're not even really ticklish.
Oh my God.
They just like to laugh.
Because sometimes we'll tickle them. Nothing. Then you'll tickle them and they're spazzing.
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me right now, bruv?
They're in the mood today.
Because I just tickled you 5 minutes ago, you gave me nothing back, bruv.
When you heard the tickle turn, you heard the laughter turn into a cry, you're like, all right, chill. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But, all right, boom, date night. So.
Yes.
When do you start getting ready?
I'm getting ready. All right, cool. The man's always going to get in the bath first.
What? No,
you shouldn't. That's a mess up.
You shouldn't. But you probably will.
Why?
No.
That's when you felt how long she takes. You haven't gone into the bath after her.
I have.
And you, so. Yeah. So, but you learn that first by getting in the bath first and realizing she's going to take so long. No,
not with Yasmin.
Oh, so you always get in the bath after her.
If I've ever date before Yasmin, we was coming from two different homes.
Yeah.
Immediately with Yasmin, I knew
you go first. You go first.
You're gonna take some serious time right now.
Yeah,
bro.
Cool.
It's when she's doing her makeup.
I reckon
that's when I would start getting
that's
ready.
Too early, bro.
Nah. But you have to
start when it's foundation. You'll be dressed, and she's only on eyelashes.
You just wait until you. I don't know which part of the makeup shoes. It is, but it's the contour bit.
We need to see some shoes, bro.
What, before you get in the bath?
Yeah. You're taking the piss.
Because she'll change the shoes twice. And then say, which bag?
Yeah.
Shoes, let me see them shoes.
Yasmin is
top tier.
Let me see them shoes. What heels are you wearing? Because I haven't even decided what I'm wearing. I'm probably going out in all black.
Yeah.
But let me see them shoes, baby.
I already got the boots ready. I already know I'm wearing them boots and jeans, and I'm wearing a shirt or t-shirt. That's all. And we'll just interchange the jacket.
Yeah.
Is it going to be blue, red, or grey?
I'm trying to see some shoes.
What? Men are simple.
I'm not getting in the bath until I see some shoes, bro.
Nah, you're taking the
piss,
though.
Shout at me all you want. I'm not moving, bro. I'm watching my episode.
Not
until some shoes. What are you?
Makeup.
You'll be there waiting, bro.
Nah, I won't. I'll be ready just as she's ready. or no, just a little bit before.
Slow,
I won't wait for too long.
You slow down, you're ready, innit? Like, you don't
get
ready.
Yeah, of course. That's when you take
your
time.
Yeah. You don't put on your shirt.
Every part of your ankle. You know when you really take time to cream
your... Yeah, you can't put on your shirt.
Don't put on your shirt.
Even once it's ironed.
I'm just going to start
sweating
for no reason.
You walk around jean and belt.
That's just sweating in my shirt for no reason.
Jean, belt, and obviously, you know when you had no sock, just slider.
Yeah.
Jean belt and slider. You don't put on your shirt, you'll mess it up. Mess it up for everybody.
And you know what's so bad? Even before you go to eat, even if you're going out to eat, you have time in that space to have a little snack.
Yeah. The young rice. The young rice.
Because I'm not eating for another hour and a half.
Yeah, for time. Yeah, man. Let me start my starters now, innit?
Young rice.
The hors d'oeuvres, you know?
Random.
Warm up the stomach.
Yeah, random spare rib from Chinese 2 days ago.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Man. I know, I've got a theory that Chinese tastes better a day later.
Nah.
It tastes better a day later. Microwave. I'm telling you, the microwave removes the moisture from it. Oh my god.
What, man, need moisture.
No, you need moisture, but I'm telling you, it removes the right amount from it. I'm telling you.
Man. I like that fresh.
What?
Fresh.
Cold pizza?
I do not like cold pizza. Do you know what's so mad though? Yeah, I heard that cold pizza gives you worms. That's why I didn't eat it.
Oh, I don't know.
But worms is good for you.
Why? Because they eat your...
Yeah, they get rid of something inside.
Nah, but it's not all worms.
Not all worms.
Yeah, I don't know which worms is correct, but...
It's a chance we have to take. Okay, so cool. Back with date night, yeah?
Yeah.
Whose fault is it? Okay, we're supposed to... The reservation is at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only booking they had left.
Reservation,
she 8:15. Started getting ready at 6 and was ready to leave...
That's too late for me, boy. If she starts getting ready at six, we're not leaving the house at 8:15, bro.
We're not getting there in time.
Whose fault is it? So the reservation is at 8:15. She starts getting ready at 6. She's ready to leave at 8:09.
Mad.
You start getting ready at 7:53.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to leave
at 8:09.
Whose fault is it that we're late?
Do you know what? In that case, it's actually the man's fault. Do you know why? Because if you actually get ready earlier, slightly they'll speed up a little bit. Because do you know what happens when you don't get ready earlier?
They
start taking their time, bro.
No,
but you get in trouble for rushing.
You're not supposed.
You do.
You're not supposed to focus on me getting. You get ready.
You get ready.
I'm getting ready. Let me get ready.
That's not the way their mind
works. Don't
start
saying, "I'll get ready." You focus. The more you look and assess what I'm doing, you're slowing yourself down.
You're slowing yourself down.
Ready.
Yeah.
But if you took longer to get ready. But we're both ready at the same time. How's it the man's fault, bruv?
No, it's not your fault.
No, it's not technically. But in their eyes, that's our fault.
If I saw progress in your getting ready,
it would.
I need to assess your situation. So if I see at a certain point, you're ready, I've got to start. Otherwise, I'm in trouble.
So it's progressing quick. Let me be quick about this.
It can't be my fault.
How long did it take for you to get ready? Like, we're talking date night. You're gonna throw in a shirt.
I could be ready in 25 max.
Really?
I could be ready in 25.
You're quick.
No, I reckon.
What am I doing?
It depends. Nah,
10
nah,
in the
nah,
shower.
Nah.
You know what it is? I've realized shirt, I do stuff with my hair now. And that
takes a little longer.
I have to sponge. I have to do my beard. All this.
I would have washed my head the day before.
My preps.
Yeah, the leave. I know it's tomorrow. I wash it.
Leave-in conditioner.
Leave-in conditioner.
Leave it in there.
And it's black. I'm wearing black. I would say 25 max. I'll even find a good album to play.
No,
I don't say max. It's the quickest.
Half hour.
Yeah, I can get ready in 30 minutes. I think 25 minutes.
What's the quickest you could get ready on?
Quickest on date night.
On date night, I think half an hour. Like in general,
I could get ready quicker than that if I really wanted to.
Where are we going? Like if we're going cinema.
No, come on.
No, man, we're throwing the shirt on.
Okay.
The shirt and the ankles.
If it's
out.
Pre-planned to the point where I know, you have to know that you're going to be late unless you prep the day before. Do you know what I mean? If you try to prep and get ready on the same day, It's going to take you longer, yeah, yeah, bruv. Because I have to decide what I'm wearing. What's
the quickest you could get ready?
Yeah.
You could decide what you're wearing in the shower. Like, you're not doing anything else.
Yeah,
20. Ten max in the shower.
Yeah, yeah, then quickly jump out.
Cream, put it on. Let's go. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so I ain't done it in a while, but sometimes, you know, you're feeling yourself, you lay out your outfit.
Like, yeah, I do that all the shirt time, there, bro.
Oh, on top of the ironing board?
Just on the bed.
Nah, nah.
You put the shirt there, and you know what's funny? Instead of you to actually put everything flat on the bed, yeah?
You put it like you're wearing it.
Yeah, so you, put you the hang shirt the jeans on off, top. The jeans hanging off the edge of the bed, innit? Yeah. Even slap the shoes on it.
Like, have you ever touched your jean into your shoe so it looks like...
You know, I'm childish.
Ah! I used to see my brother do that every time before a rave. I said, I'm doing that shit. When I get to 18, I'm doing that shit.
Man, I put my jean in my shoe.
Into the shoe. You want to see, does it drop?
Yeah.
You know it drops. Does childish. It drop, bro?
That's funny, fam. Bro, yeah. I took it to the extreme because the other day I did it. I put my boxes inside the jean as well.
What?
Do you know where it was? I just got Calvin's, bro.
You're dumb. Is this guy walking around just showing off the belly?
He had to get his boxer out of his jeans.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what it would look like if I was, you know, to show a bit of
in case you're
waist.
Boy,
you
want to be Tyrese or genuine.
He's wearing a crop top to the dinner.
I might.
Belly button out of the table.
Croppy crop.
No, man. Date night is a great time, man. Man,
it is. I'm going on date night next week still.
Have you got the... Does she know the restaurant?
Yeah. It wasn't even necessarily a surprise one. It's gonna be more of a whole day thing.
Have you gone restaurants around your area, or do you always go West End? Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually discovered one so far, proper nice, proper nice. Mm. That one is it Turkish? It's a Turkish spot, but it's proper done up.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? That one's nice because, you know, I was like, I'm living up here, but I don't know what's really here.
Yeah,
every day,
yeah.
Uptown, Central.
Nah,
come on, man. Long. This is that's taking far, 45 man. Minutes, 50 long, minutes
long,
now.
Long,
we're
long.
Doing up mileage to get there. Nah, man. What's around the corner?
What have you got around yours?
Yeah.
We got a few places because Bromley's around the corner.
Greg's.
I've seen Greg's
in
the KFC.
Nah, I'm not talking about on my strip. Imagine going Bromley. On thing on my strip. That would
Bromley's
be peak.
All right. Bromley's
yeah, now nah, Bromley's around the corner.
Yeah,
they
you ain't got no
there.
Nice restaurants, man. You like
on the my strip?
Yeah.
No way, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what they're bringing the Caspers?
I know. I just Caspers. Did I tell you how far this guy lives?
Why
did
I live
peak.
Far?
Right. You see at his party, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a black taxi, bruv. It was like,
I don't know why you did that.
Who told you to do this?
Where did you
man?
Even find that? That's
do
only
you know
Central
why? Because
London.
Dennis, whenever you're on your way to Dennis's, he always says, ah, yeah, it's like 5-10 minutes.
So yeah, when do I see that?
Tem.
As soon as he came to my house, he
you know
asked
what?
Me how long is
I
the thing.
I like the agenda, so go on with that shit.
Has he not ever said it's 5-10 minutes before?
Yes.
He said it before, bro. Like, it's always 5-10 minutes.
The agenda
like.
Is agenda in today,
bro.
I don't know where from, but I've heard him say 5-10 minutes.
From where?
Get that shit on, bro. I'm enjoying that.
Bro,
get that shit on.
It's not even 5-10 minutes from the freaking Morley's, bro. Like,
I don't even know where
it's
the
like
Morley's
15 minute walk.
No, you did say that the
he
high
said
street
it before.
Though, you said the high street's like 5-10 minutes. And
it's
I was like,
five, 10 minutes.
So how far is it? How far is it? Because we're gonna you
remember, okay, remember, okay, it is 10 minutes. It's
see,
10 minutes.
Remember,
no, I wouldn't
now,
say 5-10.
Then he said there's
I would say it's
at the
10.
Top of the road.
Yeah, yeah, because I said
say
it's far.
10.
And he said,
no,
like
it's
10 minutes.
I wouldn't say 5-10 because it's definitely not five.
That's not walking distance. That's not walking distance.
What 10 minute walk?
Under 5 minutes is what walking distance.
10 minutes is walking distance.
Half an hour trip, there and back, and then you gotta buy what you need. Nah, man.
10 minutes of walking distance.
Food is cold by the time you get home. You have to eat while you're walking.
Bro, it's not.
You know what? That's a good point. If what? You used to walk to the shop and buy something, would the food be cold by the time you get back?
No, if I
you're
go to Morley,
rubbish. Man had to walk over a hill. Man had a man.
Lying.
Man was going over terrain. The terrain was changing.
All right, cool.
As man was going to the shop.
The agenda is a gender today. You see the people. Okay,
nah,
cool.
Man thing. So we was on his way to the black taxi. We were like £27, bro.
From where?
I thought this. I said this guy said 10 minutes, bro.
Where did you get a black cab from?
From the station.
Croydon East.
You from
East
Croydon.
Wait, hold on. Is there black cabs in Croydon?
Yeah. What do you think
I've
this
never,
is, bro?
I've never seen black cabs outside of like Central. Like I've never been in Kennington and seen a black cab. Like
Kennington.
Just,
what are you talking
just
about?
In,
black
in
cabs
the
end. In Kennington, yeah.
In the end.
Bro, yeah. Does he walk around with his eyes closed? Bro,
bro there's not
everywhere,
black cabs
man.
In
your
Kennington like
a black
that.
Cab driver.
Bro.
I'm sure there was one parked downstairs, bro.
What's my name talking about?
There was a black cab in our thing.
Yes, there was.
There was, bro.
There wasn't.
There was. When you had Runks, there was a black cab there, bro. Yeah.
There wasn't a black cab there.
There was a black cab there.
It's gentrification. You just moved there. Yeah. You weren't part of the fucking furniture, bro. Nah, that guy was moved there.
But either way, there was black cabs.
You don't see black cabs like just dropping people off.
What's you? That's oh, the original jumper offers. What do you mean?
No, no, but I don't see people jumping off in Kellerton.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you I didn't see them go and pass.
Yeah,
you see them go past. I'm just talking about you don't see man getting dropped off in a black cab apart from in central London.
I don't see that.
Man ain't waving down black cabs on in Kennington, bro.
Nah, I'm not waving them down anywhere to drop me to Kennington. That's too. That, it's got too many connections, Kennington. Yeah, like, I don't, yeah, you, I'm not gonna take black cabs.
Go Kennington and wait for a black cab and tell me that you.
I'll be there for time.
They're not there. Nah. Central London. That's why I'm surprised.
Bobby's cabs. Shout out Bobby. I don't know if he's still
there. When you need anything, it's not there. When you don't need it, they're galore.
They're there.
I didn't know black cabs were in Croydon, but fair enough. Cool. So you
he always says 5-10 minutes. I said
no. I've never said that from bloody East Croydon. That's
what
damn sure.
5-10 minutes then.
10 minutes is New Addington tram stop. It's 10 to 15 minutes.
Walk.
Yeah, walk.
No, he said 10 to 15.
Because I even said that to you.
Tell me about your drive to his house.
No, my drive is mad. Wilderness. Narnia, bro.
You know, like, Narnia. Even on one of them slalom roads, there's no phone signal.
Bro,
it just turns off.
You know one of them roads still. Where you go down it, if someone else is coming, it's peak.
Yeah, yeah, you have to move
it's
over
peak.
To the
side. Like, so you know you're doing, like, you're proper next to the side, like the bushes.
On the way back, he fell asleep immediately. He said, this drive is long.
Bruv.
Temp. Conked immediately
it's
in the
mad.
Off
it's
ski.
So mad.
It's not that mad because the other day I did it. The other day I drove from Kennington, I put it in sat nav and it said 45 minutes in sat nav.
How much did it for you to drive home?
At what
now?
Time
for me to drive home from here?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
man doesn't know. He does it every week, no?
Yeah, but I never put it in sat nav. I know my way home. Do you know what I mean?
So he needs a sat nav to know how long it takes to get home.
Yeah, like as in like I'm gonna say. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I won't say 5-10 because
like
I know it's
hour
not
and
that.
Five,
it's 50 minutes right now.
Peak.
5-0.
What's yours?
From here, it's like 30 minutes.
Calm. And he Quick. Lives in East. We're in East. He lives in East, and it's
East.
30 minutes to get to his house.
I don't live
you
in
live
East.
Far, bro.
I don't live in East.
You
bro.
Live east of England.
What?
You live east of England.
You sure?
Are you not more to the east of England?
Why are you
London?
Asking me?
I'm asking you. Where do you live?
No.
Tell him where he lives. Tell him where he lives.
You live east of England. I live south
How
of England.
How do we live east
You live
of
central
England?
Of England.
No, London, bro.
Shut up, man. I said what I said. What? Right, I'll take
what?
It.
That's about east of England.
Where's Essex?
East of fucking...
East of England.
No, because we're in the southeast. We're all London is in the southeast of England.
Well, I'm gonna say where is Essex, bruv? You lot go. I'll find out and I'll come back.
where's Glastonbury?
Alright, let's do introductions.
Yeah. That is Baby Show. My name is Tommy Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
Got a shoe all the way from the south of England.
The south
right.
of France,
south.
Baby.
You
Central,
right.
Pagan,
south,
ten.
South.
I'm already black. From Rich, the, I'm already there.
From the wilderness.
Hit ahead.
From the depths of Narnia, New Addington, New Narnia.
Nance.
Nigga overseas, underseas, on God and him, on him and God. It's my nigga VP in the cut, that's a scary sign.
Yo. Listen,
oh, yeah.
And I've just Googled it. Essex is a county in the east of England. Please, accept.
What did
you
I
can't
say?
Can't argue, can't argue.
What do you
that's
mean,
it.
What
it's
did
done.
You
it's
say?
Done. It's done.
You said it's not in the east.
In the east of England.
You said it's the east of
it's
London.
Done.
It's
leave
the
him,
east of
him,
England.
Leave him, leave
I didn't say it was in the
don't
east of
him,
London.
Don't argue with him. Leave him, leave him.
So where do
roll
you
back
live?
The tapes
leave
and
you,
see what he said.
Don't argue with
I live in Croydon.
So no, where do you live in regards
I live in
to
Croydon.
England? In regards to England.
I don't need to answer that.
Listen, I plead the fifth.
My lawyer said that I should plead the fifth.
Man said I'm under oath, so therefore I plead the fifth.
Good one.
No comment.
Hey, do black? She has black people, yeah. What cars do we need to increase the range of cars we purchase? Or
yes, drive? We do, bro.
Because it's Audi, BMW, or Merc. That's yes. it.
Yeah. That's maybe why I got a Jag.
This is fucking horrible.
I'm not willing to accept Jag into the category.
Why not?
Not until you're 54. Like, why? Then it's cool. I don't know what made you.
You need to be on the back end of your career.
You're not inspiring anybody.
Yeah.
You know what? I like
you're not,
my car.
You're not a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
You're not like. You're a young man, like, I don't know why.
I like it. It's a lovely car.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas call me uncle, and he got a Jag. Come on, man. This is just prejudice now.
Why not? Why the heck not? But I literally looked at that's it. And I was like, I don't want to get Mercedes as well, man.
Why that one? Why not like a Jeep Jag? I'm just asking.
It's expensive. What do you mean?
Like, the cost of that one is different.
Nah, the cost of that one is mad.
I'm looking at the Volvo.
Man wants to get the Volvo.
The Volvo is cold.
Hey, Volvo, is it the CX90 or something? There?
Man wants to invite that one to the thing.
It's a big boy thing.
Serious car.
It's a big boy thing.
Because I've been watching the car reviews, I was thinking the Audi A3, the Mercedes GL, whatever, and I think it was and the Volvo. I think there was one other. And all the car reviews, maybe they have a deal. You know, like, maybe Volvo paid the man them to say, yeah, put our thing on. You know, like that. I think it was Car Wow or something.
Oh, yeah,
like,
of course. Yeah, yeah, you know, like, Matt Watson.
Matt Watson. Every time he's saying, yeah, the Volvo, I'm thinking, well, why the Volvo?
Hey, the Volvo C40 looks nice, though.
The black one.
But this thing.
Look!
Yeah, it looks nice, though.
I thought about it as well before I got my car.
Fuck it, get the Volvo, bro. Like, who's going to tell you anything?
Yeah, they keep saying, I don't know, which one is, like, you know, like, in the same. Like model width is like the Audi Q3 is it the GLC the BMW I think it's X3 and then the Volvo every time
that's
the Volvo comes out on top and I'm thinking
now the Volvo looks
apparently
nice.
Volvos are like the safest cars to drive
The thing is I looked into it and all they don't have like petrol diesel nothing it's either hybrid or straight electric. And that shit's like 47
what?
Hybrid or straight electric.
Wait, so what do you mean it's not petrol or diesel? What do you mean? I'm asking you a question.
Okay. No, like you can't just...
You said, I'm going to tell you what you said.
What did I say?
And I'll like you to explain what you said. You said it's not petrol or diesel, it's electric or hybrid.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by that?
What are you asking me?
No, I've asked you a question.
What do you think I mean by that?
I've asked you a question. I haven't got an answer because I'd like to know where this is going next.
Okay, so what are you asking me again?
Because what you said permits it, but I'm giving you a chance.
What are you asking me?
You said they don't have. I'm on some court thing. Man, just repeating it back. You said they don't have petrol or diesel. It's just hybrid or electric.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
You can get out of this, but I'm not helping. Well,
what do you mean by that?
What's the
issue? He can get out of it. That's what I'm asking. What do you mean?
What do I mean by which part? All of it or
all of it?
All of it. So they have hybrid.
Yeah.
And they have electric.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And they don't have petrol or diesel.
I don't know. This is up to the Volvo. It's up to them if they have petrol.
Does that warrant the helmet? Because that's dumb.
What is?
What he said is dumb.
Why?
No, but he said that...
They don't have diesel. They don't have petrol.
They don't have just that. They don't have...
No, he didn't say just
that's
that.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
They don't have petrol and they don't have diesel.
What you said is different.
They have hybrid or and electric. They have straight electric.
Right, cool. What you said is they don't just. You see that just?
What
that
do you gets mean? Them out of the helmet. What do you
okay,
mean?
Okay, so because he didn't include the
just. Because he didn't
just.
Say just. What? So with a hybrid, how do you power a hybrid? How do you power a hybrid?
Either petrol.
Okay.
No, wait. I haven't even finished.
Go on.
Either you leave petrol out.
Wait.
Can you collect
a hybrid? Is both.
What? Both petrol what? And diesel?
No, electric.
Okay.
Or diesel.
Or
both in the car at the same time. You can switch between them. Don't ask me no more. I've answered
between them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's all right. Because I know what he meant.
Yeah.
I know what he meant.
He's trying.
I think the just is a bit unjust.
Like, what's he on? Or man unjust. Said, 'cause I didn't say just. Nah, he's
a man said they don't do petrol or diesel, they do hybrid or electric.
Yeah, they don't.
That wasn't enough to get the helmet.
No,
guys.
No.
Nah, I think they'll see guys, you're being pernickety.
I'm not. I've been giving it for less. Nah, I've been giving it for less.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been getting for less. Yeah? Whoa. You heard him say it. I've got it for less than missing out.
Man
dust.
Thinks hybrid is just running off what?
What?
Go on.
I didn't say what it runs off. It's hybrid or straight electric.
Yeah, no. Nah. But I say you get the Volvo, bro.
And the shit was like 47.
Yeah, get it.
Cars are brazy right now.
What, 47 bags?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like
that. Volvo's nice, though. That big one's nice. Mm-hmm. The one that's big is nice, man.
But that's just basic.
Yeah. They ain't going to be nothing in
there. You know what?
It's steering wheel and seat.
If Volvo changed their logo, they would look better.
What's wrong with their logo?
I don't know. There's something about the Volvo logo.
It looks like the man thing, innit?
I thought it just says
what man
Volvo
thing. You know when something says something's masculine, it's got like a circle and an arrow.
What? Oh, it kind of, like, as in
it kind of.
Oh
looks
yeah,
like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It doesn't
I know
have an arrow.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
just
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of reminds me. Of
so,
it.
But why do you think Wayne starts bondage with BMW, Merc, and Audi?
Because
I know there might be some of you with.
Porsche. It's status, man.
Jag.
It's status. It looks. It's like you know what it is. This is what it is. Yeah. When they created the one series and they created the A class, had us in a headlock.
Yep.
You could be the owner of a German car without having to foot a mad bill.
Yep.
So once you had that, everyone was like, yeah, it needs to
entry
be.
Point. Oi, man
they
said,
did.
I'm coming inside.
Oi, you got the A3. Listen, you come with these whips? Yeah.
But the thing is, VW is German as well. We don't care about
yeah,
it.
But no, but it's like
a... There was a point where the Golf had everybody in the head.
Oh, the Golf, yeah, GTIs and that.
Yeah, them things there.
But we should have...
No, that was more
we
your essays.
We should have got Passats, man.
that was more your Latino dons. They had the things.
What? If you had a... But right now, VW is doing the payout for their diesel emissions thing. So if you had a Golf, you won. You're getting paid up.
I wish it was actually...
I think they're paying like 100 mil to like 99,000 customers or something like that.
Jeez, man.
What?
People are getting bread.
For what?
Because basically
they lied about
their emissions. They had some sort of...
They're getting paid a mil.
No. They've got a pot of a mil that they're distributing to people.
Damn. I didn't say a mil. Dead. I said 100 and something mil.
No, yeah, you wasn't clear there. You could have got that for that. No,
what
it's cool. We've clarified. It's fine. It's quick. It's okay.
This is crazy.
I don't even know what's happening.
You didn't stipulate that it was a pot of a mil like that was going to be distributed. But it's fine. It's cool.
Oh, my God, guys.
Go on.
Get me out of here.
Go on.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out
this
of here.
This is crazy. Wow.
Misunderstood.
But if you had a VW between a certain time and it was diesel or whatever, they were playing around with the emissions. And now they have one for Merc as well.
Yeah, they've had that for a while now.
They hit me up. They said, listen, if you had one, whether you know the ones, I was like, listen, I had one, but it was leased. I didn't own it. They said, it's calm.
Mm.
I said, yeah, sign me up. Let that shit come through in 5 years. Out, man. You know when you get a big bag of money that drops?
Do you know what happened?
What? Yeah. Because I owned the Merc back in
2020. Do you know how much you're going to get?
2020.
You're going to get pennies, bruv.
Nah, it might be like 4 or 5 bags, you know.
You're going to get pennies. Because this is what happened to Lav. She took out a Wonga loan ages ago.
Wonga loan?
Yeah. And you know Wonga had their issue or whatever and they had to do a payout. Bro, I think she ended up getting like, I think it was like, £12 or something from it. Like, it was
keep
horrible.
It.
Like, she was like,
keep
what
it.
Is this, bruv? Like,
no,
but obviously they tell you, oh, you can get up to 2 bags or whatever. She's like, sign me up. Like,
give me that in
they
cash.
They hear some change. I was like, listen, you know what? A win is a win, you know what I mean?
No. So what cars can we bring into the family?
Anything. Volvo's a good shout. That's a good car.
I'm suggesting Volvo.
Seat is good. I used to drive one of those.
No, see?
We already hit the nigger.
You know what I mean?
Man said it's not nigger enough.
Yeah.
No.
Seat is nice.
A Seat is a VW.
Might as well get a Renault Twingo, bro.
The hell?
I friend took about cars. This is hilarious.
You know?
Like, this is progress. I don't know what's going on. Niggas is getting married. Niggas is buying cars.
What? I thought he was going to come in one day and start talking about bikes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, man's got a 10 speed.
Tour de France. Great.
One chain. Clipping boot. Hey. Let's go.
Like, no, you can get anything you want. Like,
are we bringing the Jaguar?
You can get a Jaguar if you want, but apparently Jags drink though. Apparently they drink. I don't know your experience.
Do you know what? I don't understand when cars drink. Do you know what I mean? That like, I feel like every car I've had has been drinking because I have to go buy petrol.
You have to go top it up. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
That's all.
Even the Tesla, it was fun, but goddamn. See, as soon as I hit 70 mph,
The battery's going down, bro.
Really?
It's like I'm on FaceTime to 12 people at the same time. Off ski.
CPU is getting
the
used.
Car is off. Let's go. It's gone.
Yeah,
then you see the battery just thinking, yay. 50-50-50.
Yeah.
50, bro, because I might not make it home. It was peak. But I'm spun at that charging thing. I don't understand how to charge these cars, bro.
I plugged it in,
nothing happened. You know, like if man wanted to charge man's phone,
he said, "Bro,
I just plugged it in."
You see the charger comes out like, "Yeah, it's working."
The car
needs to vibrate or something.
Give me some, it doesn't give me no signature, no haptic feedback, no nothing.
You know, calm.
Yeah, it was peak. Like at first, yeah, Tesla have this thing, where you can go on the iPad inside and find where you can do supercharging.
So
I thought, is that the only place I could charge it? Because I pulled up to a charging thing and I pulled out the charger thing, innit?
But
it didn't fit into the Tesla. I'm thinking, what's going on? Am I supposed to go somewhere specific? So I'm here reading the manual. Like, trying to find, where's man charge? Press this. And it's showing, man, all the charges saying 9 miles. Yeah. I have to drive 9 miles to charge this. I'm never buying this, bruv.
Are you serious? What?
But that's not even the case.
So no, I think, it's not at all.
I was about to say, what kind of technology is this, bruv?
So I figured out, okay, they might. I looked in the boot, there was nothing in there, but it was underneath. You know when you got a spare tire?
Yeah, I have to lift it.
And that's where it is. Yeah. Cool, I've lifted it, and I've seen the charger thing. I said, I've been driving.
I was leaving here,
I was trying to charge it. It said it's above Blackwall Tunnel, but the sat-nav took me under Blackwall Tunnel. So now I'm on the other side of the water. I said, I'm not spinning it. Now I'm looking for the next one. It's telling me it's at like Crown Plaza in their car park. I'm looking at the thing, you're saying £3 an hour, so I'm not charging it. There's only two in here and they're in use. I said, I'm going home, bro.
I'm about to push tomorrow. This.
You lot can pick up this car how you want. Yeah. No, bro. This is long right now. I'm on 29%.
Scary. That's what scares me about electric cars, bro. Like, what do you do when you're somewhere quay and you've got 20% battery, bro?
And the thing is telling you 9 miles for super. I said, where? Like,
wild.
Man can't
even just leave the car, go grab a can, come back. Man needs a battery pack.
Nobody's
just got battery packs about. You need to actually purchase this beforehand.
I found the charger thing and I've pulled up to the same charger spot I went to the night before that didn't work. Like, it didn't fit.
Yeah.
I've plugged it into the car. I've plugged it into the charger thing. Nothing happened.
Again?
Nothing happened, bruv.
But did it charge,
though? Didn't charge, bruv.
Wow.
Swear down.
I didn't know what to do.
You supposed to YouTube it.
Bro, it's different because I'm scanning the card on the thing. It's saying charging is already in progress. I'm looking at the thing. It's not charging. I'm scanning it. Not charging. Just unplug it, man. Put that shit in the boot. Let's go,
roll the dice. Like, that's crazy,
to the wheel. I don't know how to do this thing, bro.
Yeah, it should come with a manual still.
No.
Are you charging all the time?
Charge it. I drove off to St. John's Wood to see the place there and then came back, man. God damn it. That shit was pissing me off. Like, you know that iPhone, man, just plug it in, charge.
Charge, You did something wrong there. I've never heard anybody.
Definitely, but like, I just don't know what. And I've never experienced it, so I wouldn't know.
Like, but you say you buy the car the first time, yeah? Like,
I'm sure they'll tell you.
But how much of a man would you be if you say to the, hey, hey.
What, how'd you charge it?
How'd you charge it?
No. Do you know what? They don't emasculate you like that. They will tell you without you asking.
Listen, if I'm dropping 50 on this car, you I'm tell asking. Me everything yeah. that I need to know about it.
But they will, so they will have to later. Tell you how to charge it. Of I think course. That's the first thing they'll tell you, because you can't just go to the petrol station.
A man will say, plug it. There's charger spots at the petrol station.
Yeah.
So, but a man will just tell you, yeah, just plug it in. He's not going to say, oh, wait. Like, he's not going to talk you through it if it's not there. Like, you'll just be saying, yeah, cool. And when you get there, you'll plug it in and you'll be spun. You'll be like...
He's did something wrong. I want to know what you did wrong, a but man, I just don't know.
A man had the car for the weekend and didn't charge it at all.
That's crazy.
He definitely did something wrong.
The shit lasted. Definitely the shit. That. How long does a full tank last you?
The way I drive, probably like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's better than electric, bruv.
Yeah, but obviously petrol or diesel more expensive.
Mm. It lasts longer than electric. That's what I'm saying. It's not about the price of it. It's about the how long this charge. Shit
but
lasted.
But ideally, man. If you've got an electric car, you charge it as soon as you get home. It's like your phone, isn't it? Like,
but it's not
overnight,
free.
You pull it in.
Yeah,
it's not free.
You have to pay your bills.
No. It's still going to have to pay your bills. Like, my neighbour got one, and he said it's probably about an extra £15 a month.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cheap.
That's what he said.
No, but remember, they've already sucked peas from Do they do your cars in electric?
Yeah. Not my exact car. Yeah.
But they do.
If there's an X6.
Yeah.
And they got the regular petrol.
Yeah.
Just petrol. If they've got just petrol, and then they got electric, the electric one's more expensive.
Yeah, 100%.
So. In that cost difference, all you're going to say is, yeah, it's just £15 extra a month. But no, big man, you've already paid extra 12K.
Mm.
Your petrol for the year might not even be 12K.
No, yeah, but after the year.
But no, no, but that don't make sense, because there's still cost of running the petrol as well.
What do you mean, running like the petrol?
Like, there's still cost, like, in terms of...
I
still have to pay money to top up the petrol.
Yeah, but you still have to put money to electrically charge it.
Yeah.
So even though they're charging you more for the car, and then you're thinking, yeah, I only pay £15 a month.
Yeah.
Cool. Add up the £15 plus the 12K. Would you have spent 12K on petrol that year?
Yeah, but that year is one thing. If you're keeping it for...
So how much would you spend on petrol in a year?
If you're spending...
End of the day. End of the day.
I don't even want to do the maths. It's hurting.
Going electric, it's not that you're saving money on petrol because you've paid the extra for the car.
Yeah.
And you're still paying to top it up.
I might do 180 a month, you know.
It's not 12. That's not even 3 a year. How much is that? That's not 3 a year, is it? What's the maths?
180 a month.
Yeah.
You're looking at what? About maybe 2.5 a year.
So run that up over 4 or 5 years. Yeah, you ain't save money with electric.
But that's only if you're saying that's if it's a fact that it's 12K more. You pulled that figure
roughly.
He pulled that figure out
roughly.
Scientists said it doesn't to be expensive, but you're not always getting electric because it's cheaper. You're getting it because of the environment.
Cap.
That's
what the scientists said, isn't it?
that's what them man said. I know why I'm doing it.
Why?
I want it because it's. Also, more efficient,
it's faster.
Yeah, like, and I thought it's cheaper to run all of these things, but
I've just shown you it's not cheaper to run.
Now, no, it's cheaper to run. It's not cheaper. Maybe at first,
that's running cost.
Running cost is cheaper.
What's the running? Everything is running cost. The entire anything you spend on the vehicle
is
running.
Initial payment cost.
Everything
running
is
cost
running.
Is what it costs.
You're gonna
to
pay.
Maintain.
You're gonna pay monthly distance to maintain the car being at your house.
Or you're gonna thing
monthly
finance? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That counts. Yeah.
So that's
but it's less.
Not necessarily,
and not by that much.
It's less.
You'll be surprised, bro. Like it won't be by that much.
What do you mean you've looked?
I've compared the market.
What did you compare? What cars?
Volvo, Jag, Audi.
So you looked at the electric version.
I've looked
for 12 bags. Yeah. Which one should we choose? Which brand?
Because he said X6, and X6 don't do no electric.
Yeah, I know.
I was just saying that because I don't know the names of cars.
Audi. Like what's the one that you like? The Audi electric one. What was it? The e-tron GT.
Look, I don't know, bruv. Say e-tron GT. I don't know if
e-tron
that's.
Peak.
Like, start adding up the disc tin. Switch the transmission to disc tin. Yeah, it's long.
Nah,
it's nice though. It's a cool. Pricey. It's where the future's going. When I drove one in Tesla's and it was like,
Man's okay, but let's. So where? So what? Electricity? What? Like why? We're why? Fucked. Why is it better for the environment? Fucked. Why? Why didn't they do this sooner? Another thing.
Which one should I answer?
Forget that one.
why is electricity better for the environment?
How
who is this guy?
Come
on, man.
How?
That's ridiculous.
Come on now. Come on, man.
How?
Wait. No. So are you questioning whether electricity is better than the environment, better for the environment than petrol and diesel?
Let's talk about the
fossil fuel. Fossil fuel.
Talk to me about electricity.
What do you want to know about?
Just tell me. Tell me something.
This guy is a mastermind.
He's not a mastermind. We just let him get away with it. Cause he wants it more. He wants it more.
That's
what
it is.
That's all you need to understand. This is like, you know when you're arguing with your missus, yeah. And you're like, am I losing this?
I can't be bothered. That's why.
Because I shouldn't be losing this. Because I've got the right point, but she wants it more.
I've got him this week, you know. I've got him in there.
All I have
to do was talk about cars to get you. Let's go.
You haven't got me because you're questioning whether electricity is better for the environment than petrol.
We'll get onto that after. Tell me why electricity is better.
It's zero emissions.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go on.
That's it.
So what exactly are you saying?
That's it. I'm not saying that.
Better for the environment?
I don't know.
I'm asking you.
What?
What do you think? Is it better for the environment?
I don't know. Because listen, so where do they get petrol from?
Petroleum.
Like where?
From the
no idea.
The earth.
Yeah.
So why would there be something in the earth that's bad for?
Because we're burning it.
So that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But wait. The earth's core is
By the way, I don't know if petroleum comes from the earth. I don't know that.
Oh, where does it come from?
I'm just saying, I don't know. It's all made and refined and all that kind of shit.
Oil, they get it from the earth.
Because you said petrol come from the earth, isn't it? So I'm just saying, I don't know, innit?
So the earth's core is hot, right?
That's what they told us. That's what scientists say.
I went to the core.
All right, cool, let's go.
No, it's not from the inside. It's burning from the core.
Yeah.
So the heat doesn't reach or?
Oh, what, doesn't reach the oil to burn it?
Why wouldn't it?
I know what you mean.
If you put a heater on over there,
that makes me sick is you.
I like it though.
It's you.
Why?
It's you.
Why?
You're the original enabler.
Yeah.
You're the original enabler.
Yeah, but why not enable this? This is what you do.
What do you mean, why not enable it? What do you mean?
What you said with any. You got to let her do what she's doing. Why are you stopping her? Let him dream big.
I'm someone's child. Shit.
Exactly.
The hell?
Cool.
We're using this thing all wrong. Petrol.
Why did we assume
that the oil had to cook in the ground because the core of the earth?
No, we're not supposed to burn it, right? Because apparently it's emissions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they told you. What's emissions?
The gas is released when...
The thing is about intelligence, yeah? It's not what you know, it's what you can apply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're just here saying what they said, emissions. What about emissions?
I know that what we have in our cars isn't good for the environment. You can smell that shit.
Mm-hmm. You can smell a lot of things.
Yeah. And that particularly is not good for the environment. I know that.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Tem, why? Apply it.
Apply what?
Basically, he's saying you've been told this and you've done no research to find out.
It's not that I haven't done any research. I've seen it.
What
have you seen?
What do you mean, what have I seen? When I'm driving in the tunnel, they say, turn up your fucking, wind up your windows because of the emissions. It's not good for you.
Okay, all right, cool.
Put your mouth on an exhaust pipe and breathe. And tell man to step on it. And then tell me man's asking why for the reason.
What are you doing here?
Listen,
Earth has an atmosphere.
No. Because man's asking questions, don't think that it's smart.
No, I never said it was smart.
This is dumb.
I just was wondering if you have just taken this information and just
been like,
they said it's bad, so it's bad.
We breathe outside every day. There's emissions, fuel, Why yeah, it's we not good?
Yeah, but our quality of air is not good here in London.
But we're here, fine, surviving.
Nobody said it's going to kill you tomorrow. Nobody said that.
I've been alive for 30 years. Other people have been alive for 102.
What?
People are alive.
This guy is horrible. He's a horrible human being.
People are alive,
actually horrible. And I'm annoyed because I need you in order to give it.
To give what?
Because he needs to be outnumbered.
No, but he's.
But
said
I'm caught. Instead,
I've said
I'm cornered.
What the problem is? Yeah?
It's not.
All
it's
he's
not.
Doing is asking questions at this.
No,
point.
No. But when I ask him a question, then he answers a question.
Exactly.
And that's, but so that's against the rules.
Okay, what question do you want to ask me?
I've asked you many a question.
I've answered it.
I've asked you. In fact, you said something dumb, and then somehow you didn't get the helmet.
What did he
so
say?
I'm done with it. I don't believe in this no more.
What did he say?
I don't believe in it anymore. I don't believe in it anymore. That's it. It's done. It doesn't it's make sense. Done.
It does.
Listen,
the man said they don't have petrol or diesel. They have hybrid and electric.
That still makes sense to me.
He said they don't have petrol or diesel.
Still, that still
they
makes
have
sense
hybrid
to me.
And electric.
That still makes sense. Unless they've got
this
a
is crazy.
Petrol or diesel.
And now he's saying electricity could be good, could be bad for the environment.
Aye, there could be.
He's
aye,
saying,
listen,
he's
wait,
saying petrol
how,
is better
for
the environment.
Would be if they one day came out and said electricity's fucking up the distance.
I wouldn't be pissed. I'm sure
you
that it, I'm sure. I'm sure
your whole beliefs will be scattered.
No.
Everything
no,
you
no,
believe
no,
today
no.
will be ruined.
No. I disagree
ruined.
With you on that because I'm
okay,
not
wait,
saying
so
that electricity
before,
is good
before
for
they
the
brought
environment.
Electricity in, did you have a problem with the current car situation? Was you ever saying, nah, we need something else? You're not Insulate Britain. You're not about it.
Yeah.
So now they've come with the
electric.
Yeah, now
else.
They've come with the electric thing. Now you just believe them that, nah, we need to go electric. Bro, once electric is in and they say electric's mashing up the thing, what will you do then?
Yeah, that's what happened with diesel.
What
that's
will you do
thing.
Then? Yeah,
that's just what happens in life. There's always an issue to something. No one's saying that electricity is perfect. They're saying that there's a better thing that we could be using, which is electric, because global warming. We can
but
see
they
this
said
shit
that
is
about
happening.
Diesel and petrol.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. They're horrible
so
people.
Which is why I'm
arguing
just
about
like,
that.
This is
I'm not
all...
arguing about that, but it is very clear that electric is going to be better for us than fucking petrol.
Health wise, yeah.
I don't know.
No, I do.
I don't know how they're getting it to us, or I don't know. They haven't shown me.
So what do they need to show you?
They need to show me the process.
Of what?
Of everything. Yeah, where does it come from?
Wind turbines, imagine that.
That is actually where...
That's the only place electricity comes from.
It's a source.
It's
a source.
And I know a source of petrol from the... Or oil from the ground. I know, I've seen the source. That's one. But electricity can't come from just wind turbines. Where else does it come from?
I know that it's from the grid. I don't know how they get that shit in.
Solar.
Like where? How? What's how?
Solar, the solar.
But these are the new ways. I was watching.
Yeah, I don't know how they got it from back in the day.
I was watching a nonsense documentary that was somewhere in like the Moroccan, Egypt, Sahara, this thing, and they was trying to lay out this big grid. I don't even think they finished laying it out.
Mm.
How many solar panels you see on people's houses? That ain't coming into your car. That's in their house.
Yeah.
What solar panels, bruv? The wind turbines that are always off. I don't piss me off, man. Where is the electricity coming from to power the cars and the grids
from.
And our homes? Cool, I get it's getting more expensive, you know, scarcity, demand, supply, whatever. I don't know what the formula is, but Jesus Christ.
That's
they're
the
lying.
Problem. I think because we don't actually know where it comes from. Well, when they put up the price, we can't be like, they put up the price because like, there's a lack of this.
Are we running out of electricity?
You know what I mean?
Cool. Even oil, are we running out? There's only one Earth. I thought we would have run out time ago, if I'm being honest. If I'm being perfectly
honest. It must be reproducing
honest,
itself at this point like, because it's like...
But these lot have been fracking for years, bro. They've been fracking for a long time, bro. In the Gulf of Mexico, in Nigeria, in Saudi, they've been fracking.
Yeah.
And there's still fracking. Oil in the Earth.
Yeah, still.
Aye, the Earth should have exploded by now,
bro. No, but nobody... You see when someone says something's running out, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen like right now or in our lifetime. It's just a sense of there's not, it's
an
not finite.
Amount.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that means so it's running out.
Yeah. So, but when you're saying, oh, like we would have run out, it no, not necessarily,
bro. Why haven't,
bro. Like, how did,
bro,
oh,
why haven't
I'm
we
tired,
run out?
Bro.
Why haven't we run out yet? Do you know how many cars are on this planet?
I know. No one's saying we're not running out. But no. Look, do you want men to tell you a year before?
Nah, tell me a few years before.
No, man needs to transition, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. There's infrastructure that man needs to put in. Because like, this electricity thing isn't going to work.
Everybody's
like
going to
so,
be.
So once the oil has run out, will electricity cover everything oil has done?
Better.
It has to.
It has to.
It has to at some point.
Yeah, then
but
why
can't
not
it?
For
why
me
can't
to.
I don't know. Like what needs oil that can't take electricity? Let's think.
I don't know. But I know that at one point we thought cars would only take petrol or diesel and mm-hmm. now it's electric.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just technology. We're just technology. It's just all about technological advances.
Because sooner or later, you're going to have solar panels on your car and that will charge your car.
Yeah. Remember, there was one point where there was no power at all. It was just candle, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Just like, why didn't you do that first?
What, put solar powers on
the car? Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking whatever, engineer or whatever.
Whoever discovered that way of getting energy from oil or whatever, clearly just monopolized.
Because you know what?
Said,
I was watching a show on the plane as well, yeah? And basically, the guy's, I don't know, engineer or whatever, developer of cars, innit? Yeah. I can't remember what the show was called, but it was good. But basically, it's a comedy. But in the comedy, like, one of the guys is supposed to be stupid, but he's the son of the owner of the company, innit?
Right.
So he's gone to the engineers, like, why don't we just make all our cars, like, run themselves with electricity? Because you know how they got that thing where if you cycle, it powers the car. Or if you run the wheels, it powers the car and it recharges.
Yeah.
So that he drew a diagram of the car's wheels turning and then how it would transfer the energy and keep recycling
it. A bit of kinetic energy.
Bit of that. Yeah. So he just was like,
if we do this,
why doesn't it work? And he's like, because it won't work, innit?
Yeah.
And then he's gone back to his team and he's like, so if we do this, why won't it work? And everybody's like, I don't know.
Like, we never thought of that.
Like, we never thought of
100%. Technological advances is just someone just saying, wait, why don't we just...
Yeah.
It's just, and then everyone's like, oh shit,
we can do this. But for whatever reason, in real life, they have not, they don't do that, innit? So I don't know if it's like it doesn't generate enough to keep the car going. But to me, that doesn't make sense. I'm sure at some point, you could generate enough power from the wheels turning to power the car. They're probably thinking of it right now.
Maybe.
Because it works when they put the hamster in the wheel or whatever, and the hamster runs in the wheel and it powers.
Yeah, but the hamster's also in the wheel though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there needs a motor. You need a motor.
Yeah.
So then who's going to power, what's going to power the motor?
The car itself. Initially, you need one charge.
This is madness. No. I don't believe in this. To give it, he's a snake. You see?
No, you can't give it to
me. See him?
We are shooting ideas right now.
The only reason why I'm not giving it is because I don't believe in this anymore. I don't believe in it anymore. That's why I'm not giving it. But I looked over him and he said, "Give it to him."
No, don't give it to me. I'm shooting ideas.
This is horrible.
He said the car should power itself. You said the motor. He said no, the car.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, fuck it, man. What the hell?
No,
it's
insane.
You literally said the motor. I said, the car.
You take it.
Yeah.
You take it. Someone just needs to take it.
Obviously, the motor is in the car, but I'm saying the car running should be able to power itself.
I didn't want to be represented on the internet like this.
Cycle.
Horrible.
Watch in the future when the car powers itself and then this will come back and revoke this.
In the future, that's fine. But right now, the helmet stands, big man.
Until scientists do it.
Say nothing.
Do you know one thing, that's hilarious that I was thinking about from back in the day is gun bucking.
Why is that hilarious?
Gun bucked.
Yeah. Because, do you know what must be going through a guy's head to say, I'm going to gun buck him.
Buck him.
It's just cruel violence.
I don't want to shoot him.
It's either I've got no bullets.
Yeah.
Or bullets are expensive.
I don't want to take it there.
Yeah.
He's not worth it.
But then there's also, what about the guy that gets gun bucked? Like, do you think you could stay away? You know, like when you watch movies, gun bucked, sleeping.
Depends.
The rifle,
I know
I'm out. The rifle, you know the wooden... The whole mahogany. Slap that on my head, I'll sleep purposefully.
Yeah?
Sleep purposely. But I reckon I'm not going to sleep with a handgun. I think,
Yeah, a little bit of blood.
Yeah, cut.
Man. I think it'll be one of them ones.
I heard of a gun bucking in time. I remember back in the day, people were getting gun bucked.
Guys are shooting, bro. No gun bucks.
So we ain't got bullets like that, my guy. We have to buck him.
When I was younger, I always wanted brass knuckles as well, fam. Yeah. That's something that I always wanted. And then I grew up and I was like, this isn't going to do shit for me, bruv.
Yeah. I've always thought I might hurt myself.
No, I don't know. What, like break your fingers or something?
Yeah, like I've always just thought I might end up hurting myself. Even though I'm hitting them, the thing could be, if it's loose, it could be hitting me. I don't know. I've just always thought I'll probably hurt myself using that as well, bruv.
What's the time on that? Do we have time for one more question?
It's 59.
What have you guys got?
A question. I feel like I actually wrote something down to actually ask a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to think. I just remembered as well when I went on holiday, I forgot to tell you, like, I almost had a fight, bruv.
Oh, swear down.
It's not that deep.
You're supposed to make the story up, man.
But it's that deep, bro. So listen, obviously, we got there now, on the first day when we're walking around, and you know they got the reps on site or whatever. It's come through, have a little discussion, blah, blah, blah.
Timeshares and that.
Whatever this thing is, innit?
I told man, I had to hot man up about that once before.
What, the guy at the thing, hotel?
Crazy.
Bro,
time up in this place.
Listen, I was, bro, it got me hot. got me hot.
Go on.
So obviously, we're walking, It happened even twice. So the first woman that came up to us, she was like, come with me, I'll get you your free bottle of marijuana.
Yeah.
And your blah, blah,
that's
blah.
That's how they get you.
So I was like, cool, let's go in it, so we're following her. Then she starts telling us, so basically what you have to do is you have to sit here. It's going to take about an hour. I said, an hour? Bro, I thought you were going to give me the shit, innit? Like,
so it's like a conference,
It's not even a conference. It's a one-on-one, basically, interview. Trying to get you to buy shit, innit?
At the beginning of the holiday.
At the beginning.
Buy a room.
Listen, so obviously.
I'm not even happy. I haven't shagged.
I haven't done anything. I just got here. Do I even want to come back? I don't know, man.
This is the first time at this hotel.
This is my first time at this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's on the same beach, innit? Yeah, but it's my first time at this one. So obviously.
Piss me off,
she's talking, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, Nah, actually, it's all right, innit? Like, we just want to go get breakfast.
You know what I said? I don't even want the free drink.
I was like, you know what? It's all right.
You got all inclusive.
Yeah, I got all inclusive.
So fuck your free drink.
Yeah,
man.
But obviously,
all
it's like a package
free,
for me to take home, innit?
You know what?
Why would you go there?
No. It's Mama Wine bottles,
boy. Tem, say it.
That is fucking horrible.
Because if I say it.
Oh, my God.
What?
You was going for free drink?
No,
on
you're
an
not understanding.
Holiday.
You're not understanding. It's a welcome package. It comes with a drink.
He's got the helmet
t-shirt.
Already, isn't it? He's already got it.
What'd you get a fucking helmet for? If somebody says,
that's
come true, you're going to get the bottle, you're going to get the t-shirt, you're going to get some seasoning or whatever. So there's a whole package.
He said seasoning.
It was like vanilla and all of these extracts and whatever it is in it, So it's like, all right, cool, whatever. Let me collect my welcome package, innit?
I
don't even know why this is funny, bruv. Man never got
it to
drink it.
Already paid for everything here. He said, give me some more free shit.
Yeah, you damn right, bro. I want everything and more. Do you know how much I paid for this holiday? Give it all to me, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, like, man will
take all of it. Because I was in trouble last week.
Sorry, you're trying shit. Nah, do you know what? Fuck this.
He's a prick because he said, I don't even know why it's funny. You know, as soon as you say that, it's like, cool, now man's mugging it. That man's not even bridges. That man's not bros though.
Taking
man's
a piss, bruv. I'm a prick, bruv.
Man are gonna be like, you lot are always
doing this.
I pull
out the plug and corrupt this whole file, bruv.
Man went for the free juice.
I didn't go for that. It was for just the package. It was a welcome package they were offering. But my main thing was the bottle of marijuana. Because at all inclusive, you don't get a fucking bottle to take home. You drink whilst you're there. You think I'm getting to grab a bottle to drink there? What kind of stupid
Let me just ask.
Nonsense.
You're angry.
Yeah, because you like trying shit. Because obviously I'm thinking about the situation already.
I think you're a bit angry.
I am. You got me hot.
I think you're a bit angry.
Okay, so
we need to dial it down a notch.
With the drink, the marijuana.
Yeah.
Do you get marijuana by the glass?
What, at the thing?
At the hotel.
No, it's shots of whatever marijuana you...
But
you're
they was
going to
give
thing.
You the whole bottle.
The whole bottle.
But it's for shots.
Yeah, but I'm not going to drink on the holiday.
Relax, I'm just...
No, because you lot are stupid.
He angry.
Because you lot are actually stupid. Man said, you're stupid for going to get a bottle of drink on your all-inclusive holiday. Do I take all-inclusive home?
When
I take the all-inclusive home?
When
When can I take the all-inclusive home? You answer that question.
When he was asking me about electricity,
yeah,
he was all right for the questions, didn't he?
Yeah, because it was be right.
About you when
no, I don't mind being asked, okay, but if you're going to listen to my answer, then that's fine. But if
go,
you're okay, not, sorry, then it's
on,
stupid.
Go on, sorry, tell go us on. How you got beat up.
Yeah. Nah, man, yeah. I'll bang you up right now. Do not pull the plug. Pull the fucking plug.
He got gum bugged in here.
Nah, I'm not even angry, I'm just hyping it. Woo. But yeah, no, basically, obviously, the first woman tried to grab us, innit, yeah?
Mm.
And then I was like, nah, it's cool, innit? Like, it's fine, I don't want it. Leave it, innit? Then she was like, what do you mean? She started getting angry. Then she kissed her teeth and walked off. I was like, that's weird. Like, so I left it, innit, yeah? Then we went about our day. Then I think the next day when we were walking, another brother drove us in one of the buggies, innit?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, where you going? He's like, I'll give you a lift, innit? Oh. I was like, do you know what?
Sure you
go will. On then. Like, and then he started talking to us and he gave us the real, innit? He was like, look, listen, if you go to the thing, you don't have to buy nothing, but I will get $50, innit?
Mm.
Like, so if you do that for me, I'd appreciate it. So we were
what
like,
did you have to do?
Just go and listen to my man's pitch, oh. innit? Mm. So I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. And he said, listen, you don't even need to stay for the whole pitch. You could tell him no as soon as I've dropped you and signed the papers.
What are they pitching?
They're basically pitching a package thing where they've got like hotels and stuff all around the world.
You can just visit them
and you
for
pay
a certain price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but it was actually a decent deal. But at the same time, I was like, nah.
I said, tell me more. Tell me more.
Yeah, because that's what I listened to the whole thing, because it was like, you get 30 years worth of points or whatever for like 20 bags. And then when he worked out how much I spent per holiday, it was a madness, man. Like, it was a madness on how much of a discount.
20 bags over 30 years.
What? Yeah, so if you pay 20 bags, no, over 5 years. You have to pay the 20 bags over 5 years, but you get 30 years worth of holiday.
So if I was to go on a holiday a year
mm-hmm.
for 5 years, that costs a total of 20 bags, how much are the holidays? 4 bags a holiday.
If you were to go on one... I'm going to pick out a calculator because that was a lot of information to take in.
5 divided by 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 20 divided by 5. Yeah.
What did I say?
You said 5 divided
yeah,
by
yeah,
20.
Yeah, yeah, but 4.
But I don't believe in it. It's fine.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah, right. So 4 bags per holiday.
Yeah. And then you'd get 30 years worth of holidays.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But... there was,
but, and you can go, which countries can we go?
That's
to?
The thing. It was so there was a few. No, there was a lot of decent ones, innit? I was like, this close to going.
You're
like,
still,
and
you're
buying
still
the
paying
thing.
For flight. You're still paying for flight.
Oh, forget.
But you get discounts on flights.
So you get all inclusive.
You get all inclusive on the ones that they own. They've got partners that you don't get all inclusive, but the ones that they own, you get all inclusive. It's not that shit.
It's only good when you're at a certain age and you're like, I like going to that place.
No, because it's not the same place. It's different countries.
It's different countries, but when you're really like, I like going to this kind of hotel and I'm not going to just have a year where I don't travel.
Yes.
It's literally, to me, it's like when you're older and you're like, I like that place. That's where I want to go.
Nah, it's for when
you... It's shit.
No, do you know what was even sick about it? I can use it for family members as well.
Nice.
So I can book you a trip and you wouldn't have to pay for a hotel.
You know
you would just pay for flight.
But you can't go all year round.
No, I think you can do like 2 trips a year, depending on the package you get.
2 trips a year, but
it depends on the package you get.
All year round, you can't go.
No, but there's different packages. So you can get one where you've got, there's different prices. So basically it was like, say they gave you 20 bags and points or whatever. You can use them points across the year, innit?
Mm.
So if you booked a whole bunch of 4 bag trips, you can use that 5 times. Do you know what I mean?
Man, that's a waste. That's a waste.
Yeah, but obviously you can do a big one, which might cost a whole 20 bags or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So you can split it how you want. And depending on what period you're going, depends on how many points it's going to cost for you to go to this holiday. Like, it was actually not bad, but that's not what pissed me off. What pissed me off, yeah.
But wait, was discount available?
On what?
So you said they were offering you discount as well.
On the flights, yeah. They were offering me discount on flights and shit like that from any airline. And I was like, I don't even know if I believe that, because there's going to be one day I'll be like, bro, I'm flying with Aer Lingus.
You say, Wang told me. Who's Wang?
It's a horrible investment, bro. You're going to be paying all year round, monthly, for...
No, you only pay for the 5 years. Once you pay that 20 bags, You're done. So if I had 20 bags up front to be like, here you go, 30 years worth of travel is paid for.
You got
to
pay that. 4 bags for 5 years for 30 years worth of travel. That don't sound shit.
It wasn't a shit deal. But at the time, I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing next year. Do you know what I mean? And there's certain things that we are doing like that holiday, I'm like, bro.
Like holiday in general. Like, you might just be like, do you have a hotel there? They ain't got a hotel there. Then you're like, why the fuck did
I? No, but they gave us the package of all the hotels and shit. Like, they've got, like, when I tell you, it wasn't a shit deal. But for me to plan that far ahead, I don't like that. I can't do 30 years worth of commitment. Like, that's too much for me, bruv.
Just got engaged.
No, I know, but as in, like, to think about it, apart from like in a relationship, I guess, but for holidays, I can't commit to 30 years worth of holidays, bruv.
Like, no, so what pissed you off?
But yeah, so anyway, yeah, the first guy that was doing our thing, innit, like, he even came to breakfast with us. Like, he was a cool guy. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he was cool, innit, yeah? So we were just talking, blah, blah, blah. He's getting to know me. He was a nice guy. And then he started telling me about the package, and I was like, this guy's all right, innit?
Did he even take you on a tour?
What, of the hotel?
Yeah.
No, we said we don't need that. Like, yeah, that's fine. But anyway, he was like, okay, cool, just come back. I'll break it down for you. He broke it down beautifully for us.
Yeah, so
to the point where we were like, do you know what? I might just do this. And then he was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to get my manager, Haitian brother, yeah, and he's going to come over and he's going to, like, he has to finalize the thing, innit? So he's come over and he's like, okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Has he shown you this? Has he shown you? And he just keeps repeating what my man just said, innit? And I was like, yeah, yeah, he showed me all of that. I just want to know how much. Because I kept asking you, How much is this?
Yeah.
How much is it? How much?
Finish his pitch.
Fam, man keeps pitching to me.
Wait, listen.
But he's already told me all of this. Yeah. And you keep telling me how much. You don't want to tell me how much, innit? So he finally says the price and I'm like, nah, that's too much, innit? He's like, okay, what if I tell you I can get it for you for this? Will you say yes? I was like, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Yeah, probably, maybe. He's like, okay, cool. Give me 1 minute. So now he's going to talk to his manager and he's come back in it, yeah? And then he's giving me the price. But whilst he's gone, I'm talking to Lav and I'm like, do you know what? I'm not on it, you know?
Like, of course you're not.
Like, I'm not actually on it. Like,
what are we doing? We're on holiday and you wanted me to spend 20 bags here? Yeah. I bought a bag for spending money. And you want me to spend 20 bags. And what I'm saying, you're going to be paying monthly is because you're not spending 20 bags out of your money. You're going to do finance.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You're going to be paying monthly for holiday once or twice a year. It don't make no sense, bro.
It don't make sense.
Because you've got 30 years worth of holidays.
It's crazy.
It's not.
I'm not saying it's crazy for everyone, but it don't make sense. The
thing is, it's probably better now because watching like 12 years when you have a 6K holiday,
do you know what almost sold me as well?
I could have had this for 4 bags.
That exactly. And do you know what almost sold me on it? They were going to lock the price regardless of inflation.
Locked.
So regardless of inflation, your points cost this much and is worth this much anywhere. So I was like, ooh, the way prices are going up.
You'd be silly to invest in any sort of holiday sort of thing after you had 2 years of no travel. Because of a fucking pandemic. You'd be crazy to invest in that. That is stupid.
That was one of the main reasons. Because I was like, I do not know if I'm going to be able to travel every year. Bro, there might be a point where I can't leave the country for 10 years. I've wasted my money. Do you know what I mean? Like, but anyway, yeah. So he's gone back. He's gone, got the price back. And when he's come back, I was like, do you know what? Don't worry about it. We're gonna leave it.
Wait, I would have left.
No, because obviously he was just there, innit? He was just there, like just behind me. So I was like, at least let me let man know. And my man was nice, innit?
Yeah.
So I wanted to say cool to him, like say, oh, do you know what? Because he was even like, oh yeah, we'll go out on the weekend.
Fuck you, bro.
He was going out on the weekend because he was calm.
Yeah.
That guy was calm. It was the Haitian manager. Yeah. He came on some smoke. He's like, you wasted my time. I was like, what do you mean I wasted your time? Bro, like, I was like, what?
You did.
No, because I was genuinely interested. Once you've left and I've had a conversation with my partner, I've changed my mind. I'm entitled to that. And for the whole time, you're telling me you don't have to accept nothing. You can think about it. Take time to think about it. So I've done and then you come back.
Did you out of it?
No, she wanted to do it. And I was like, nah, it don't make sense. Let's not do it.
I wonder what Yasmin would be like in that situation. You know, like you pull your partner and say, babe, let me confer with my, what do you think? I don't know what she'd say. What would Mandy say?
I've been there. We was both like, no.
But, like, yeah, but when you get this, I wish I had the breakdown of this one because you might have done it, bro.
No, I wouldn't have done it. So I'm not investing in holidays for 30 years. I'm not doing that.
Right there and then. Right there and then. Because he came back. He came back and was like, you're wasting my time. I said,
these men are
what do you mean
you
have wasted your time? You've wasted my time.
I'm not hugging on holiday.
And Lam is telling me to leave it, innit? Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean I've wasted your time, bro? Like, then he starts walking off and he's like, he starts talking to his colleagues. He's like, this. I'm like, bro, what do you want, bro? I was like, am I a dickhead, bro? You don't know me.
Like, you must have come on the streets. Of Southeast.
When I thought back on it, I was like, I was angry because man said, you don't know me.
Man said, you don't know me. That nigga's got your passport on file. He knows exactly who you are.
Messing with me.
That guy's got your national security number.
I was hot, bruv. I was fuming. I said, what? Nah, you don't know me like that. Fuck, bro. And then the other guy, his colleague was like, wow, that was crazy, right? Nah, it's cool. You're a good guy. You should be his manager because he's a prick, bruv.
You said that.
I said it.
Out loud, did he come here? Out loud,
yeah, bro. Like, he's over there, fam. Fuck that. Because he can't do me nothing. Of course, I'm on holiday as well. And slyly, he was hench. But I would have scrapped him for my pride.
Like, no one would have heard of it. Come back to London, say you fucked him up.
Fam. Oh, no. I was fuming, bruv.
You don't know what they got in their water, man.
Fam.
You can lie. Say, oh, one bottled me with the mimosa.
Trust me.
Bro, and the best thing about it, I got my thing anyway, my care package of everything. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I did it. Yeah. And my man got his $50. Everybody won except for him, bro. I was happy.
So you're wasting my time. Oh, just fuck off.
He must have made no sales that week or something. He was angry.
That time shit is nah. That's a bad investment, man. You put your money somewhere else.
Guys, we got a slide. Cool. Yeah, if you enjoyed the live yesterday, you enjoyed the live. Remember, memberships are there to be signed up to.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on the live show. It's coming. Remember, like, comment, share, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be busy, man. It's getting busy. Very summertime. Busy.
Investing. We're investing,
man.
A
indeed.
Lot.
Indeed. So exciting stuff.
Exciting stuff. There's stuff coming. You guys are going to see real, real soon. So keep signing up because that's always a help. Everyone that's on Patreon, again, are moving over. Mm-hmm. We're moving over. So move your ass over here.
Come on down.
Is there anything else to plug?
That's it.
All right. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
No, his baby's crazy.
Wicked.